Hello and welcome to GCSE English Language Essentials. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most crucial skills that separates Level 3 responses from Level 5 responses in your OCR exams: planning, drafting, and editing. Now, I know what you're thinking. Planning? That's just wasting time when I could be writing. But here's the truth that examiners see every single day. Candidates who spend 5 to 10 minutes planning consistently produce higher quality responses with better structure, more sophisticated vocabulary, and fewer technical errors. In fact, effective planning is the primary discriminator for high-level performance in both Component 01 and Component 02 Section B. So today we're going to explore exactly how to plan strategically, draft with purpose, and edit efficiently to maximize your marks in AO5 for organization and AO6 for technical accuracy. Let's get started. First, let's talk about the planning phase. When you see a writing question in your exam, whether it's a creative narrative or a persuasive article, your first instinct might be to start writing immediately. Resist that urge. Instead, allocate strictly 5 to 10 minutes to planning. Here's why this matters. Planning allows you to demonstrate what examiners call a whole text structural overview rather than just a linear sequence of events. What does that mean? It means you're thinking about your ending before you write your opening. You're considering how your conclusion will circle back to an image or idea from your introduction. This creates structural cohesion, and that's exactly what earns you marks in AO5. Let me give you a concrete strategy. When you're planning, define your landing point first. Ask yourself, where do I want this piece to end up? What's my final message or image? Once you know that, you can craft an opening that sets up that ending perfectly. This is called cyclical structure, and examiners absolutely love it because it shows conscious control over your writing. Now, for nonfiction writing tasks in Component 01, there's a framework you must use, TAP, that stands for Type, Audience, and Purpose. Write these three letters at the top of your plan and fill them in. Type: am I writing an article, letter, speech, leaflet, or essay? Audience: who am I writing for? What's their age, knowledge level, and relationship to me? Purpose: am I trying to persuade, argue, advise, inform, explain, or describe? Getting TAP right anchors your register. If you're writing a formal letter to a head teacher, your tone will be respectful and measured. If you're writing a speech to fellow students, you can be more conversational and use inclusive language like we and us. Consistency in tone and register is essential, and planning TAP prevents you from drifting between styles. Here's another planning technique that really works. Create a vocabulary bank. In the margin of your plan, write down 5 or 6 ambitious words you want to include in your response. Words like juxtaposition, ephemeral, poignant, or ubiquitous. By writing them down during planning, you force yourself to integrate them naturally into your draft. This boosts your AO6 marks for vocabulary choices. Now let's move to drafting. Once you've got your plan, it's time to write. But don't just write linearly from start to finish. Use your plan as a roadmap. If you've identified 3 main points for a persuasive article, make sure each one gets its own paragraph with a clear topic sentence. One of the biggest mistakes candidates make is producing what examiners call stream of consciousness narratives. These are responses that lack paragraphing or structural direction. They just ramble on without clear shifts in focus or time. Avoid this by using discourse markers. These are phrases like furthermore, in contrast, subsequently, or ultimately. They guide your reader through your argument or narrative and show that you're in control of the structure. For creative writing, remember the one scene rule. Don't try to cover an entire day or a whole journey. Focus on one significant moment and explore it in depth with sensory detail. Show, don't tell. Instead of writing she was nervous, write her hands trembled as she reached for the door handle, her breath shallow and uneven. That's the kind of writing that earns high marks. And here's a critical point about sentence variety. Examiners reward candidates who use a range of sentence structures. Mix simple, compound, and complex sentences. Vary your sentence openings. Start some sentences with adverbs, some with subordinate clauses, some with participles. This creates rhythm and sophistication. Finally, let's talk about editing and proofreading. You must leave time at the end to check your work. Aim for at least 3 to 5 minutes. This is when you catch those silly spelling errors, missing punctuation, and inconsistent tenses that can cost you marks in AO6. When you proofread, focus on ambitious punctuation. Have you used semicolons to link related ideas? Have you used colons to introduce lists or explanations? Have you used dashes or parenthetical commas to add extra information? These are the features that push you into the higher mark bands for technical accuracy. Also check for common errors: inconsistent tense, shifting narrative perspective from first to third person, and incomplete sentences. These are the mistakes that examiners see all the time, and they're completely avoidable if you just take a few minutes to read through your work. Now let's talk about some specific exam tips and common mistakes to avoid. First, time management. In Component 02, Section B, you have 45 minutes for your extended writing task. That means 5 to 10 minutes planning, 30 to 35 minutes drafting, and 5 minutes proofreading. Stick to this structure. Candidates who run out of time often produce abrupt or unfinished endings, and that costs them marks. Second, avoid formulaic openings in nonfiction. Don't write, "I am writing to you today to talk about." That's boring and shows no creativity. Instead, start with a bold statement, a rhetorical question, or a striking statistic. For example, every year, thousands of teenagers suffer in silence, but it doesn't have to be this way. That's an engaging hook that pulls the reader in. Third, don't just feature spot in your analysis. If you're writing about a text and you identify a metaphor, don't just say, "The writer uses a metaphor." Explain the effect. The writer uses the metaphor of a prison to convey the character's sense of entrapment and hopelessness, making the reader empathize with their desperation. That's analysis, not identification. Fourth, remember that AO5 and AO6 together make up 50% of your marks in writing tasks. That's half your grade. So planning for structure and proofreading for accuracy aren't optional extras. They're essential. And finally, practice these skills regularly. Don't wait until the exam to try out planning techniques. Use them in your homework, in your mock exams, in your timed practice essays. The more you practice, the more automatic these strategies become. All right, let's test your knowledge with a quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask a question and you pause the podcast and answer it in your head or out loud. Ready? Question 1. What does TAP stand for and why is it important for nonfiction writing? Question 2. What is a cyclical structure and how does it help you earn AO5 marks? Question 3. Name 3 discourse markers you could use to guide your reader through an argument. Question 4. What's the difference between feature spotting and analysis in reading responses? Question 5. How much time should you allocate to planning, drafting, and proofreading in a 45-minute writing task? Take a moment to think through your answers. If you're not sure, go back and listen to the core concepts section again. To wrap up, let's recap the key points from today's episode. Planning is not wasting time. It's the foundation of high-level performance. Spend 5 to 10 minutes defining your TAP, creating a vocabulary bank, and mapping out your structure with a clear landing point. Drafting is about executing your plan with purpose. Use discourse markers, vary your sentence structures, and focus on showing rather than telling in creative writing. Editing is your safety net. Proofread for technical accuracy, check for ambitious punctuation, and make sure your tense and perspective are consistent throughout. Remember, examiners are looking for conscious control over your writing. They want to see that you've made deliberate choices about structure, vocabulary, and style. Planning, drafting, and editing are the mechanisms that allow you to demonstrate that control. Thanks so much for listening to GCSE English Language Essentials. If you found this helpful, make sure to practice these techniques in your next writing task. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode.